This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One hates to pry, but what'd you have for breakfast? Coffee, maybe? Tea, perhaps? Toast or cereal or something? Was there any orange juice in there, though? Chances are not, and if there was, it almost certainly wasn't the kind that comes frozen from concentrate. You know, the kind where you mix the water in? Therein lies part of the problem that orange growers are facing right now, a problem that is affecting orange futures trading as well. Julie Wernow writes about the orange market in the Wall Street Journal today. Julie, thanks for coming on.
Good to be here.
So what, pray tell, has happened to the frozen orange juice concentrate market? Because it used to be, I mean, it's like my childhood, man. You take that out of the freezer and boom, you got OJ.
Right. It's like the first thing that you learn how to make
right.
as a child.
Right.
This is a market, this little market that is literally fighting to survive. First of all, people aren't drinking as much frozen right. concentrated orange juice as they used to. I don't know when the last time you had a glass was.
Couldn't tell you.
You know, there's a huge trend now toward better nutrition and less sugar and premium ingredients and less processed food. And none of those describes frozen concentrated right. orange juice. We also have disease that yeah. is just ripping apart the orange groves in Florida.
This is the greening thing, right?
That's right. I mean, essentially, if you think about it, it's this disease that kind of works its way up through the tree, almost like heart disease, and the fruit just drops before it's ripe. And so it's an incurable bacterial disease.
Talk to me for a minute then about sort of the wider market repercussions, right? Because you've got this frozen orange juice concentrate futures market that has withered. You've got the actual juice market, which is in some trouble. I mean, there's a whole lot going on here.
Right. Well, essentially what's happened is it's turning this market that used to be a pretty thriving market, a pretty exciting market, into a bit of a ghost town. So you'll see things. Usually when you follow markets, you'll see that if something fundamentally is happening, like if mm-hmm. there was a hurricane, for instance, that, you know, the market would go up or down. And this market seems to sort of just gyrate based on, you know, the whims of speculators at this point.
What happens to the bigger orange juice market in Florida then? Because that is just a huge part of that state's economy. And here it is, I mean, literally dying on the tree.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement afoot there. They're working with scientists. They're even they're trying to create, you know, genetically modified oranges. But the problem is that at this point, a lot of these citrus growers are just abandoning their groves. There's 130,000 plus acres in Florida that are just it's just abandoned land. And so it's a problem.
Yeah. there's a quote in your piece from a grower in Central Florida. He says, citrus isn't really making anybody anything right now. And that's a recipe for a market that's not going to be around.
Yeah, I mean, these citrus growers have been through a lot over many years. I mean, I talked to a guy who in the 80s, his groves froze. There's a huge freeze across Florida. They replanted everything. A few years later, the same thing happened. They've been through hurricanes. A lot of them just aren't giving up. But the problem is with this particular disease, what it literally leads to is fewer oranges, right? So that's less money that you're producing right. per tree. And then you also have to pay a ton of money for new trees and pesticides. And so they're just not making those margins.
Julie Wernow writes in the Wall Street Journal today about the frozen concentrated orange juice market, which is in some trouble. Julie, thanks very much.
Thank you.